Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting third. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ford for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner bunts towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Bando moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Bando scores. It's 2 to nothing, Athletics. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gold spins and fires to second, and Campaneris is picked off. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3 to nothing, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. North is chasing the ball. Ford rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. 10 Arce drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Oliva out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 0 in the game. Garner is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Angel Manghul pinch hits for Bill North. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Angel Manghul now playing left field. Claudel Washington now playing center field. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. 1 out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. 1 out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. Tenarche hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a fly ball towards left. Manghul settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Manghul. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Gomez pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gomez moves to third. Two outs. Danny Walton pinch hits for John Briggs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Heil now playing left field. Steve Bry now playing right field. Danny Walton now playing first base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Borgman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bry. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Borgman moves to third. Ford moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borgman scores. There goes Ford trying to get to home. Manguel throws the ball into Tenarche, who tags Ford, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. It's 4-2, Athletics. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 3 in the game. Tenarche strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball towards right. Jackson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jackson. Thompson moves to second. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.